We're here at the IFAMA 23rd World Forum, and one of the sponsors this year is AgCareers.com, and with me is Eric Spell with AgCareers. And Eric, why don't you just start, first of all, telling me why this is a great place for AgCareers to be.
We've been 4 out of the last 5 years to the event, and the first time that I went, the talent pool that's represented by these students, one of the hot words that you hear with employers is supply chain in agriculture and food industries, and this talent pool represents that. Many of them are at master's or higher level students who understand ag economics, and they also definitely want to work in the global food chain. They're also very mobile, although half of them are outside of North America. And that's a good thing. They offer up this opportunity to be very mobile. And so many of our clients, Pioneer, Cargill, and Monsanto, and many others, are looking for this type of talent. So we're just happy to connect, be a connector to that talent pool between employers and this talent base.
Yeah, it's a huge number of students. And another advantage they must have, too, is being multilingual.
Oh, it's almost embarrassing as Americans that we speak, most of us only speak one language, and when they can converse within their own native tongue and English as well, it's very impressive. And to be a mobile, talented individual, these days you have to speak at least 2 languages, so it is impressive.
Yeah, and that's something that our own universities should focus on to make sure that they get that, at least Spanish, if nothing else, for sure. Well, and talking about that, when Sunny Ramaswamy was speaking yesterday, I couldn't help but think about the Ag Careers Roundtable, because some of the things that he was saying about the skills needed in these people that are going to be the future for agribusiness was the same things I've heard at the Ag Careers Roundtable.
That's right. I mean, the round table that we bring together the human resource professionals, and they can share benchmark ideas, and the university faculty is represented as well. And being on the same page as an industry with what we desire in young people is moving the needle. And that's what the round table is about. And it was just exciting to hear someone at his level and in his position reaffirm what we're doing at the round table.
Yeah, because when you're in any kind of discipline, whether it's agricultural journalism or any area of agriculture, there are so many other aspects to it, and a big part of that is people skills.
Absolutely, and one of the best ways to get the people skills as young people is through internships. Meaningful work experiences in industry is something that, you know, on AgCareers.com this year, we never in the history of our business have we had the number of internship listings on our site. And not only the height of the opportunities were listed in September, but in March we had over 200 listings still listed, unfilled internship. Never have I seen that before. So the demand is there. The opportunities are there. Young people need to take advantage of moving outside their zip code when the opportunity is there, even outside the country. And so that's where you develop those communication skills most.
And another thing that Ramaswamy said was that we are looking at a serious drought of talent. And that's what this whole event is about. When we're looking at possibly 60,000 jobs in the next 5 years and we're only turning out 28,000, that's the opportunities in this industry are huge.
Yeah, it's very exciting. One of the new initiatives that we're going to be announcing in July is an initiative regarding capitalizing on military returning war vets, military men and women, so to help them become more aware of the opportunities we have in agriculture. Their skill sets and the knowledge that they gain during conflict and battles is very transferable. So agriculture is having to look outside its own walls to fill the gap of opportunities. And so being here this week helps you think about different ideas and looking for additional sources. We do have to start, I think Ramaswamy mentioned that we needed to look at fourth grade level in our school systems, and I think that's very imperative that we do that So there's short-term solutions to our challenges, and then there's long-term investments that we have to make in elementary school systems to make these kids and those teachers aware of what ag does in the global food chain.
Well, and there's so many different areas, and you show that on Ag Careers, from management level to technical skills workers. It's not, when people say agriculture, they just think of farmers on the farm, but there's so much more to that.
Oh, there is, and the exciting thing in the universities, you mentioned the graduates that we have coming out. The enrollments are at an all-time high. That's been mentioned many times throughout sources and conferences this year. But one of the things that we need to do a better job of is displaying the career opportunities and the scale and the variety, so kids will make informed decisions in what they're going to major in. As mentioned, the cows, plows, and sows, that's what agriculture is. We don't need to use that analogy in a negative way, because those opportunities are very in high demand at the production level, and there many young people need to be aware of those, because they can come out with a two-year degree and make just as much, if not more, in some occupations that exist today than a four-year graduate. So, we need to do a good job of industry helping people be aware of what these titles are. Some are relatively new, such as precision ag and what is encompassed there. Some of the accounting and finance roles and IT roles that exist in agriculture today. A total knowledge of agriculture is not necessary, but some familiarity with ag is a plus.
And now, what we talked about the Ag Careers Roundtable a couple of times, and we've got the next one coming up here in pretty soon, and it's going to be in Johnston, Iowa, right?
That's correct. We're going on the campus of DuPont Pioneer in Johnston the first week of August, and we have 150 registered attendees, and we only have 50 more slots because the Carver Center won't hold the room that we'll be in. We'll have to cut it off at 200, and that's a good thing. So we're excited about that.
Well, and now, how many years have you been doing the roundtable?
This is our 11th year. So last year was a big celebration in the 10th consecutive year, and DuPont Pioneer has been gracious to host the event at least three times during that year. So we're excited to be back at Pioneer. Next year, CHS will be up in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and we already know that we're going to be on the campus of Monsanto in 2015.
Wow, great. And the types of people who go to the roundtable?
We have, obviously, senior HR, human resource professionals. We also have some associations that attend, Agriculture Future of America, AFA. We have FFA present. We'll have NAMA, is National Agri Marketing Association, will have presence. We'll have some people there from North American Equipment Dealers Association. So, and then also we have a lot, we'll have about 40 universities represented and two-year schools as well. And a lot of those are in the position of career counselors or career advisors, career services directors coming to the event to connect and massage their relationships with the industry.
So basically anybody who's interested in the future of agriculture and the talent pool that we're going to have should be a part of this.
Oh, they should be a part of it. We've raised the bar in how we recruit and retain talent in the industry, and that's what the event is for.
And to find out more, people just go to agcareers.com, right?
There's a colorful logo on the right-hand side. If you go to our homepage, you'll see a colorful logo. It's the Ag HR Roundtable, and click there, and you'll be on your way.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Eric, and thanks for being a part of IFAMA and this World Forum, which is a great event, and lots more people should be attending this. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.